there we go. I made it work.
But have you made a lasagna recently?
Yeah, I did actually on Sunday.
Oh, God's day, if he existed.
It's a day of rest, but not for me.
I prefer the Jewish day of rest, which is, I believe, Friday.
Yeah, it's a Sabbath, isn't it? You have fish as well on the Sabbath. Actually, no, I think that's a Christian thing to have fish on a Friday. Just sort of fuse them together, just sort of like a fusion shit.
What's always confused me is the alternative to the cross for the Christian faith is a fish.
Yeah, like the...
Yep.
That one.
Yeah.
We'll put an image on screen.
On screen. One day, maybe we will do a visual one, but... Can't be arsed with a faff. I can. I quite enjoy it.
We have to make a YouTube channel.
Ooh. Yeah, so welcome to Lockdown 2.0. Hopefully Biden's in office.
Director's cut.
Yeah, hopefully... hopefully you're keeping safe, keeping well, and hopefully Donald Trump's not actually president. Well, not president-elect anymore.
But there's just, if he doesn't get in, there'll be riots. If he does get in, there'll be riots. So I don't think there's a good side.
Because the entire time he's just been a pure gobshite.
And yeah, he's top grade gobshite.
All of his followers are mostly just mad.
No, but he's got Little Pimp on his side now.
Oh, yeah, Little Pimp. Just a Little Pimp.
Yeah, Little Pimp on his side.
Yeah, because he wrongly called Little Pimp, Little Pimp. But, you know, if you are going to... be that sort of celebrity, then you know you got every right.
Do you reckon
to
he just
off,
paid for them? Because didn't Lil Wayne get involved as well?
Why they all? They're not. None of them are actually that small, though, are they?
No, but it sounds cool.
Does it?
You don't know. You're not street. You're not ghetto.
But I am Audio One.
Fair point. Anyway, yeah. So we thought we'd bring this back.
Yeah. This opposite. This we. We haven't done a podcast. Well, we haven't recorded a podcast probably in about 2 months, so it could be a hot mess. But
it's a hot mess, even if we have done one last week. Let's be honest.
Yeah, true.
But that's what the listeners tune in for.
They tune in for a hot mess.
Humour, technological advances.
Yeah,
and great names such as my current apt name for this one, which is Chris Whitty and Patrick Balance.
Guess.
Because there's going to be wit, and then we're going to balance out the wit with probably like a bit of education, a bit of knowledge.
Yeah. Or it could be terrible balance, because...
It would just be all wit.
Balance, Patrick Valance, balance, and see what Pat did there? Is also see what cow Pat, there? So shit balance, there you go.
Van...
Two and two.
Tam. Yeah. Professor Van Tam, Professor...
Jonathan Van Tam.
Professor...
Wham
Bam... Could be another name for an episode.
George Michael and Andrew. Surname, forget.
Wham are good, don't they? They got some big Christmas tunes. Overplayed Christmas song, but quite good.
I say it every time. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day,
you locked it away for a month long lockdown. Away?
Yeah.
Boris Johnson.
4 weeks, give or take. Give or take.
Because
it's on top of that,
yeah. Because it's gonna go. Oh yeah, we tried to stop the R rate, but we didn't. Schools and stuff. Because we're just gonna keep. Because kids can't actually catch it.
See, to me, R rate is just saying hello. All right,
fair point.
So, take of that what you will.
Right, are you ready for this? I'm gonna do my best radio interviewer sort of thing. So, James, tell me, what did you get up to in the last lockdown?
Well, Will, I actually got a lot of cycling done, and you really have to make a lot of weird sort of tones to your voice to make a radio presenter voice.
Anyway, here's the news with me, because we're on a really cheap radio station and we do the news too.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's fine.
But yeah.
Keep it in-house.
Saves you a bit of money, innit? Don't outsource.
Yeah, end of day. No, but I'm quite looking forward to, you know, getting back on my bike and doing a few long rides. I worked out the other day. I haven't actually really done like a ride that's not a commute for like 2 months.
Yeah, so kind of the reason why I own a bike, though, mainly was commuting.
Yeah.
Just because it actually works out, after a while, being surprisingly cheaper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Than a tube.
Five sure, mate, if anything.
Yeah.
Add an extra level.
So what else are you going to get up to then in your time, well, in your absence of work, your furloughed period, if it happens, obviously?
Yeah, I was saying at work today that I might pop down to CEX tomorrow and have a look at an Assassin's Creed game and do a little, have a go at that, you know, that sort of thing.
Where is the nearest CEX in the Bethnal Green area?
Well, it's actually in Whitechapel.
Which is an area in the Zone 2 region of London, or is it Zone 1? You listeners, you call us in.
Why, it's, you know, half and half.
I think it straddles, yeah.
Straddles. So does Bethnal Green. Is it? I think it does.
No, maybe a little. Ooh. Ooh. If not, there is a Cash Inverters on Bethnal Green Road, yeah. You can also take a look there.
That's true, that's true. I think that's about it, honestly. Probably that's about it. Cycling and, you know,
just do like having
a bit
Creed.
Of a chill out. You know, I was thinking about taking some days off anyway, so.
Fair play.
What are you going to do, Will?
I'm probably just going to keep doing Uber Eats. I've decided I want to buy a Duopaluda 30.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to try and earn,
full
like.
Name.
Well, you know, got to give the brand, the company, the recognition to the listeners. If you also know about the Duopaluda 30, do email in.
Sorry, about the crunching.
Yeah, I'm going to try and earn like 150 to 200 quid a week on Uber Eats, because I'm suspecting it'll be busy because more people will be at home and they want to get that restaurant experience from the comfort of their living room. So I'm going to do a lot of that. Get enough money to buy Duopaluda 30 system kit. Buy that and then set it up.
Cool.
So that'll keep me busy.
That sounds good. I'm kind of thinking. Sorry, anything else?
Probably do the usual sort of sleeping, drinking, water. That is. Ooh, none of you. Ooh, I know what you're like, listeners. You're going to accuse me and take that out of context.
No quizzes. Don't even fucking bother inviting us.
If I see a Zoom link, I am going to shoot my laptop. Unfortunately, Zoom links can also come through to phone, so I'm going to shoot that as well.
Mm.
No, I mean, I don't think anyone's even thought about doing it, because most people are just going to be like, yeah, don't even think about it.
Mm.
It's going to be shitter, though, this time.
Everyone's so
night.
Tired out, but if you put them in a high school in America, because you call them high schools there, don't they? Apart from if you're weird and you're in the UK and you've got high school, that's bizarre.
That's a strange one, that. It doesn't happen.
And you did
Swindon,
like a pub quiz. We'd still be fucked because like we wouldn't know anything. It was all like bollocks knowledge, wasn't it?
What, the quizzes?
Yeah,
I knew some of them, but what happened is after.
Oh,
about
yeah, we knew some of them, but
after,
yeah,
but after about the third one, the same fucking questions were coming up.
Yeah,
had about the same question about like size of an elephant's foot about fucking four times.
Good thing though is if you had more than one friend, you could use your quiz quite multiple times, wouldn't you?
We did that, didn't we? Once.
Yeah.
I think it got to, like, what, week 8 of it, and everyone was like, if I do another quiz, I'm going to probably shoot myself.
Yeah, but no one's hands worked anyway. Too much clapping.
True, that was quite... I mean...
Do you reckon we're going to clap on Remembrance Day?
No, it's the new clap on Thursday. It's clap for Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, clap for what could have been.
No, Remembrance Day is still allowed to go ahead, I've heard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a coronavirus doesn't affect people when they're remembering.
Circuit break, but backwards.
Yeah, so it's a bring the coronavirus back for a day remembering. Have you seen any like poppy face masks yet? I saw a fucking water bottle and I was like, pack it in. Because what, you whack it out for one day and then like, so in the remembrance period when they just appear, there's no start date to when poppies appear, they just appear.
I've got an idea actually.
And make a poppy water bottle. You can use it for like 2 weeks and you can sack it off.
I don't know if you, listeners,
Email in.
Tell us how you feel about this.
Email in.
I'm thinking, you know, at this point, you know, if you are strapped for cash, then fair enough. But if you're not, then why haven't you got, like, a reusable mask? Why haven't you got a few of them? Why aren't you washing them frequently? why are you still wearing disposable ones? That makes no sense.
Most people have a disposable one and just use it multiple times.
Which is obviously massively wrong. Let's talk about masks at the moment. I probably have more than most because my dear mother does make them for me. And that's brilliant. Thanks, Mum. You'll listen to this at some point, and thank you.
We won't swear if she's listening.
Well,
in fact, no, now that I know your mum's going to be listening, I'll get my swears out now. So if you are a mum and you're listening to the podcast, bollocks.
Fuck it.
There we go.
But yeah, you know, not everyone is me. What was the point? Anyway, yeah, so now what you should do, well, it's linking back. LinkedIn, brown nosing.
Roundabout. We're on a roundabout here.
We're getting there. Anyway.
Take the third exit.
I'd say carousel, more fun on the way. Thanks.
Roundabouts are still fun.
Yeah, but I'm not a sponsored grassy island. I'm a horse going up and down. Or a bus.
Yeah, ride your horse on the fucking roundabout with a sponsorship.
All right. Why does it always sound like an ice cream van? No.
Same manufacturers, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically, this is how you mask. We should have told you this in March. You get one. It's reusable. You wash it every single time you've used it. So, say if I'm going to the supermarket, but I've got work later, I'll wear one to the supermarket, put that in the wash, get a fresh one, go to work with it. All right? And you wash that. You don't use it more than once because coronavirus, yeah, you might not have it, but somebody else might have it. It might be on the outside of your mask. All right? Wash it frequently. That's fine. At least once a day. And then what you should do is...
drop my Maltesers.
Ooh. I mean, that's it. Just wash them frequently and don't use them more than once. There you go.
I've actually heard that iron in them kills off the bacteria as well because of the heat of the steam.
I like that. Don't do it on disposable masks, though, because disposable masks really are just to be used once and never again. Don't wash them. They're not... Anyway, but disposable masks, here's the point. Here's the poppy thing. If we put... because everybody throws them on the floor and bins them, all that shit, which is what you're supposed to do when you've used them, is if we lined them with seeds, the masks, if we lined them with seeds and made them, like, biodegradable, then, you know, you'd have a nice, like, wildflower garden by your bin. Long way around it, but...
I don't think that will work, because surely you're breathing through it and they'll get really damp.
I'm not James
Dyson. And then they'll die. I mean, surely, I think the majority of people are just... majority of people are using just reusable ones, I think, now.
Yeah, but most people aren't. And that's the sad truth.
Pointless giving this lecture when people are going into a lockdown where they're not really meant to be going out.
Mm. But if you do go out, get some Sainsbury's white chocolate and raspberry cookies. That's really nice.
Not sponsored. Yeah, 13 minutes in, and for the first time in my life, I'm actually quiet. Don't know what to say. Probably put a jingle or something in here, and then we'll go into another witty topic of varieties. I'm quite sad that the tier system didn't work, because I really wanted to see, like, in London when it went to tier 3, a load of places that obviously aren't a restaurant at all serving substantial meals. I'd love to go into, like, a really shitty local pub. Yeah. That the only thing it sold was like fucking pork scratchings that are out of date, suddenly knocking out, you know, spaghetti carbonara.
Yeah. Beans and toast.
That's what GAY in Manchester was doing. Just like, had a little menu and it's like, yeah, it's spaghetti hoops on toast. It's literally like the food you'd feed a child. Shouldn't be in there, 18 and over.
18 and over, yeah. I think that really, it would have been quite interesting to see, you know, just random little shops like, I don't know, barbers. Can barbers still open like in Manchester in tier 3 and that sort of thing?
No, I don't think. No, because it was everything non-essential would have to close at pubs because they open apparently because it's a restaurant now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, someone standing behind you cutting your hair, it could kill you.
Yeah.
I suppose Sweeney Todd was killing people.
Or customers spitting in your face in a bar, by speaking too loud, don't kill you.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't really... I mean, no one really understands any of it. It's all a fucking big mess. I think we said this in the last lockdown special.
Yeah, well, yeah, and here's a good point to bring back. This is lockdown episode 6, and Will's already told you the title. We didn't think we'd be bringing back the lockdown series.
I kind of assumed, at some point it was going to all go wrong when they were just like, yeah, on the 4th of July, go to the pub as much as you want, but they're going to open from 6 a.m. Mm. I kind of sat there and thought, yeah, this isn't going to end well. And then, well, look where we are now. Mm. You've eaten out to help out.
I didn't actually do that.
Did you not?
No.
Went to Pret and it cost like £2 for like 4 people.
Nice one.
You've eaten out to help out, but you haven't helped out the actual people that are hungry. You've just helped line the back pockets of
CEOs, corporations.
Yeah, corporations.
What you've basically done is bought a lot of CEOs a third, fourth, fifth house.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you know, killed a lot of people on the poverty line. So, well done.
Yeah, so there's, not only are we now facing a nice spike in the coronavirus in the UK, we've also got loads of people that can't afford to fucking eat, going hungry, and the government's got no money to help them because they've spent however many billions it was on this bloody eating out scheme.
Basically, if you've got a bit of money to spare, you've got some stuff laying around the house, you don't eat, you've got enough money to buy a pack of masks, take them to your food bank, that sort of thing. Nice thing to do.
Yeah, be generous.
There you go.
Just be a nice person.
Talking of generosity, I'm doing Movember. If you want to sponsor me, I'm going to
really
shut it off.
We'll probably put a number along the bottom there.
Yeah.
For people to text in. Comic relief sort of style.
Yeah.
When you get the money, are you going to get one of them big checks?
I don't see the money at any point. It just, it's a running total. It goes straight to Movember, so.
Oh, so you're not going to get... Well, maybe we can arrange a big check somehow. How much do you reckon them are?
The same amount as what a fucking... Like you got for it.
No, we'll just print on a load of A4 paper and glue it together. Not gonna get one made of like fucking Fomex. Big Fomex fucking pot check that. I mean, I don't understand the big checks because they just appear out of nowhere. Surely someone will notice that big check before it appears.
Thing is, though, like. They don't fit in the machines at HSBC, so like...
No, because what you don't see is on the back of the big check is actually a regular size check.
Yeah, just a Polly Pocket, like with a... Not the old little plane thing you used to get as a kid if you were... You know, because back then genders were a thing, so, you know, a girl would get a little Polly Pocket, you get a little Action Man, fucking weird.
Action Mans were cooler.
Not bad.
Still are.
Not bad. Quite like Ken.
He was a bit of a lad.
Yeah. I had a doll as a kid. Used to steal my sister's quite often, so my mum and dad bought me one.
What was his name?
It was either Amy or Jesus.
Or Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus?
Mm.
Why Jesus?
I couldn't tell you. I think it was Amy.
Did it get crucified?
No. I think it was Amy. I'll have to ask my mum. She'll listen to this and be like, I can't believe you didn't know it.
Yeah, I can't believe you've forgotten about little baby Jesus on his day of birth.
Is
Christmas.
I think it was Christmas present, actually.
Well, that makes sense that it's Jesus, then.
Mm.
All fits into one. Did you give it a crown of thorns?
No, but it had a...
Spikes through its hands?
No, it had a long sort of, like, I suppose a nightie. It was, you know, unnecessarily a dress, stripy nightie.
Jesus's outfit wasn't stripy.
No.
His get up was just, you know, your classic Nazareth vibe.
Good crack when you're like 1.5, 2, and you want a doll because you've seen your sisters.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Do what you want, innit? As long as you're not harming people and that.
Bold decisions. Yeah.
Hmm. Do you reckon there'll be anything interesting to consume during the lockdown in the terms of media?
Well,
cinemas are fucked.
I managed to go once in since March.
You went and saw that Mega thing, didn't you? Megatron, Mega thing.
Tenet.
That's the one. Close, Mega Tenet.
Close to Megatron.
David Tennant.
Yeah, I don't know actually, to be honest. Apparently there's a new series of You coming out on Netflix. Not like I watched any of the other two previous series.
What's that about? You?
Well, I
like
thought...
them goat things.
I thought they were going to cancel it because it's basically just about an absolute creep.
Was that the stalkery one?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone told me to watch that. But then everyone also told me to watch it. There was some other thing that everyone was giving all hype about. And I started watching it. It was shit. So I turned it off.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think there's much going on. I suppose...
You might be playing Assassin's Creed.
Well, yeah.
But that's an old one, obviously.
Yeah.
Well,
I said I'd do that earlier in the year. Then I get one of them and just rag it out. But I didn't do it.
There's a new Call of Duty coming out, but we played the alpha and the beta of that, and it was shit.
There you go.
Game engine was awful. PS5 and the Xbox One, Series X, One X, 9, X, 4. Still with non-rechargeable batteries in the controller. That's coming out.
I did.
But also, they're releasing the consoles, but all the games are delayed.
Yeah.
So basically what you can do is...
That doesn't make any sense because everyone's at home.
You can buy a PS5 and just play GTA 5 on it. That game was on fucking PS3.
Yeah.
That game's going to be on three generations of consoles. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't brought a new one out for that.
I probably spent ages fucking developing it. Mm. I want to play that Watch Dogs Legion, though. That looks good.
Watch Dogs 2 was good, wasn't it?
I never played it, but Legions is in London.
Apparently.
It'd be quite cool.
Apparently, the new Last of Us is worth playing.
Is it?
Yep.
When was that out? That was a while ago.
They brought it out a few months ago. But it's basically been remastered already for PS5.
That's classic.
So it's probably the most I've talked about games in years.
I just play Warzone. That's all I play.
I just play with people's heads.
Yeah, heads will roll on that. Yeah. Spinning sausage rolls. Do you reckon everyone's going to make fucking banana bread again?
Well, I think people will make more like things with short crust pastry, like pies.
Yeah, it's winter now, isn't it? So that's like, it is a time where more people are tucking into
I'm
pies.
I'm expecting pies, different types, you know, like shepherd's.
Yeah, that doesn't involve pastry.
Didn't say it had to.
Well, yeah, you said you're thinking to see things more with short crust pastry.
I mean, you could make a take on shepherd's pie and make it with pastry. It wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't be the same.
You wouldn't have to have a top, would you? You'd just do sides, but it still wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be a shepherd's pie. It'd just be like a
it's like making lasagna with fucking pastry. That'd be bizarre, wouldn't it?
Not lasagna. Just be like filling with... That'd just be a pie.
It should be a pie, wouldn't it?
A layered pie.
Yeah. What do you reckon people are going to do, Will?
I reckon no one's going to listen to any of the rules. A load of pubs are going to be secretly open. People are just going to be fucking chilling in there with the doors off. Doors closed, lights off. I think there's going to be more events that are getting shut down.
What about doors off and lights on? So, like, they've just got no doors, just ropes.
Police will probably go past and go, that's a normal occurrence.
Yeah.
Let them carry on.
Yeah.
I think suddenly everyone's going to live in, like, six-person households. And obviously, coronavirus is just going to disappear.
Yeah.
And I think it's all just going to come out Millhouse at the end. We'll all be good. We'll all have a lovely family Christmas. Oh, and also, it was the end of the Brexit negotiations, wasn't it? 31st.
Of October.
Yeah. We haven't heard nothing about that, have we? Because conveniently...
Well, I guess the Tories are very good at just throwing something into the media and then kicking the ball down the road and then seeing how far it gets them. To distract them from something they've really fucked up about.
I really enjoy how...
Trump's very good at that as well, actually.
Yeah, all of them dickheads in politics are. I just really
populist people, basically. They're really good at distracting the public.
I'd enjoyed how they were like...
fucking them over.
He was like, oh, yeah, the EU aren't accepting what I want, so I'm just going to not negotiate with them. Yeah. So how does that work? Well, this shop's not agreeing that I want to pay them half of how much they want to charge for the soup that I want to buy, so I'm just going to steal it.
Yeah, but you're not in Istanbul Bazaar, Boris Johnson. Come on.
Yeah, you can't just offer them a fucking golden watch, mate.
Barter.
You're not in Marrakesh.
You can only barter so much.
So we've all got that to play. Oh, and also, when everyone comes back to work after the lockdown, they all have to do all the, like, EU stuff to be able to still trade with the EU before the 1st of January.
Yeah. So that gives them a firm month with no time probably about a week of bank holidays as well.
Yeah, no
so
time at all.
3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks to get ready. No worries. You've had 4 years.
And thanks, four Brexit.
And a half years, nearly.
Good work, all. There'll probably be another fucking general election soon for us to, or not a general election, but another fucking vote for us to join it again.
Yeah. But to be fair, if it was a general election, I wouldn't be surprised if Tories increase the majority even more, because populism's still rife and British racism is still rife as well.
And Labour's not had a too good ride of recent.
No.
And obviously, because politics apparently is just a two-party system these days.
Yeah.
Because no one really remembers all the other ones, even though they've all got some fairly good ideas, apart from, like, is it, what are they renaming the Brexit party to? Like, Rebound UK?
Reform UK.
I was going to say Rebound UK. What's that? Just a load of people go there going, oh, yeah, it's just been broken up with. It's going Rebound UK.
I don't
want to
get away with that, though, because there's a government think tank called Reform UK as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dodgy. Then again, Farage, isn't it? He's dodgy as fuck.
Farage, you fucking dirty old dodgy mate. And I don't mind saying it, because he is. He's a fucking cunt.
He's got a face like a scrotum.
He's just a worthless sack of skin.
This is libelous. But it's fine, because he's a scumbag.
He's a scumbag.
You can libel the scum.
Honestly, I just get out.
Actually, it's not libelous, because it's true. He is worthless. I don't really get what his point is. What did he even do?
We can call it a Guardian opinion piece.
Yeah. What did he even do before being a well-known racist?
Well, probably just being a shell of a human.
Yeah. Do you remember when he had that plane crash?
No.
He had a plane crash.
Shame he didn't.
All right, slagging you lot off.
So, you know.
Get that mutt out of my face. And I will, and that's Crufts.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not one for inciting death, but he's a prick, so.
He is a dickhead, yeah.
He's, yeah. There we go.
So everyone needs to look forward to lockdown.
Yeah, lockdown.
Well, it's not even a fucking lockdown. It's just a don't go to the pub, don't go to work. We're going to pay 80% of your wage, even though we said we wouldn't do that. But yeah, we are.
Well, and I don't want to go too far into it, but the systemic North-South divide that's been hundreds of thousands of years in the making is very prevalent at the moment. And I'm very much on Andy Behrman's side with it, where he's just really annoyed at Sunak because they wouldn't give them 80% for tier 3, but they're giving 80% for this tier 4, in quote marks.
Yeah, no, it's tier 3 plus minus square root 2 squared.
Add
divide.
12 minus 8.
Basically, they just got the titles from Apple products. Right, we're just going to release the new government lockdown tier 3.4.
Yeah.
iOS 9. Yeah, S Max Small.
Yeah, X Max
Squared
Pro
Power
squared.
2, Huawei XI4.
Yeah. Wouldn't be Huawei though, because the government said no to them.
Oh yeah, I forgot they got rid of them, didn't they?
Must strip all towers. Sorry, 5G?
Yeah, but 5G causes people to grow extra toes.
That's the reason lockdown's happening again, because they're wanting to put more 5G towers around Nelson's Column.
Yeah, and also they're bringing back clap for carers, because during the period of clapping, that's when you'd build 5G towers.
And too many people got chlamydia.
Because no one could hear.
Yeah.
No one can hear the very, very loud noise. Because actually, I don't know if anyone's seen this, but when you build 5G, it actually sounds like clapping when you put the towers together because of the way that the waves work.
Yeah.
So if you clap over the top of it, you can't hear the clapping of the tower clapping.
Yeah.
To put it together.
Yeah.
But the problem is with 5G, 5G actually makes you lose your sense of smell.
Have you ever wondered why there's two places in London called Clap something, Clapham and Clapton?
Yeah, exactly.
Now you know.
But also, 5G I know this is true because my uncle's brother's mate, sister's nephew's son...
is a nun.
No, they know they actually work for BT 5G.
Yeah.
And it's actually it's no different to 4G, but all it does is it make you go deaf in whichever ear you use the phone.
Yeah.
And some people might say it's because of the microphone in the phone, but it's actually not. It's the 5G going into your ear, and it actually causes your ear to grow more earwax.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't question me on this, because...
And don't tell anyone.
As I said to you, it's my uncle's nephew's mate's brother's sister's nephew's niece's dog who works for the 5G company.
What we're really trying to say to you is...
careful of 5G.
Careful, because you never know what fake news is going to be told.
And did you know that actually...
this podcast is sponsored by GCHQ.
If you get a coronavirus vaccine, you actually need to be careful because they're actually going to inject you with a 5G chip, which makes you 5G enabled.
Yeah.
And if you're 5G enabled, obviously you're going to get problems from 5G.
Yeah, but they're all triple cooked, so it's all right.
Exactly. Heston Blumenthal makes bloody good fries.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we're fucking like pipettes stuck in it with dry ice mixed around it. Fuck off, Heston.
I don't get what he's up to. Do you reckon he's been doing stuff over lockdown, making mad shit?
Yeah.
Making banana bread with strawberries, but it still tastes like a banana. That guy's mad.
He's been making just nonsense.
I mean, I'd still go to his restaurant and have a go.
Have a go? What? Tell him they're wrong.
No, just go in and have a go. See what's going on there.
See what's going on there.
Have a go, hero.
Have a go, go Carlton. Shall I do him?
Anyway, yeah, I feel like... I feel like now I know, now we and all the listeners know why we have a guest.
Yeah.
Because the guest sort of...
holds it together.
They sort of structure us and point us in a direction.
But what we've really got here is chaos ensued.
It's basically just an introduction.
To, you know, series 3.
Yeah. The Reckoning.
The Reckoning. Well,
should we call this... this could be like our Book of Genesis.
I don't know what it is.
From the Bible, Genesis, that's the chapter.
Never read it.
No, you got Genesis, Revelation, Pink Floyd, The Who. They're all books from the Bible.
Yeah. Fuck off.
There you know.
There we go.
Fellas with guitars and that. But yeah, I'm still thinking of making Here We Go merch.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been thinking about it since we started this. I think I couldn't get copyright clearance on Lego Mega Blocks for Wankers on a T-shirt. I don't think we could get away with that.
Just put stars in it. Star it out.
What Mega Star out Mega Blocks?
Star 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 B star 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 for Wankers.
What Mega Bitches for Wankers?
Bitches.
My bigger bitches.
We could, do that. But why would we want to talk about female dogs on our T-shirts?
Big female dogs as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll look into it.
we'll look into the into our internal thoughts for Reckoning.
If you want to try and structure this podcast, feel free to join. Feel free to be a guest.
Can we make a Here We Go jigsaw?
Yeah, oh, that'd be quite cool.
Would it?
What would it be? Our face on a jigsaw?
No, a map of Lampeter.
What? In Lampeter?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Not in a racist way.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, so if you do want to be a guest, you can join via any good online video service or phone call service.
PayPal.me.
Yeah, paypal.me/WilliamPP. Send me some of your money. Actually, I don't think that's onlyfans.onlyfans.com/here we go.
OnlyFans. Still need to do that, don't we?
No, I feel like someone's already made it OnlyFlans. Wow. OnlyFans.com/OnlyFans/ here we go.
Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Well, and you just drop it.
Such a sad day.
I love how it's not a well. I mean, actually, it's quite well. I feel like you've mentioned you dropping a quiche a few times on this platform.
Yeah, it was at uni. I dropped a quiche on the floor. I just cooked it, come out of the oven, and dropped it on the floor. And I
were
was
you
that,
using?
I was
gloves?
That pissed off. Yeah, of course I was.
It just slid off
the tray.
What sort of tray were you? What was this ultra slippy tray?
I don't fucking know. But either way, I got so annoyed at it, I just stamped it into the kitchen floor and left.
I mean, that's a sign of aggression, that. Stamping quiches into the floor.
Yeah, but...
What sort of stamp was it? Was it a sort of like a...
It was two-footed? It was flat. It was flat by the end of it, Will. It didn't even have a
foot. Were you wearing socks?
It was flat. I think I was just had bare feet. It must have hurt.
That would have been like a fucking oven-fresh quiche. That's quite warm.
Well, you know, like McDonald's, probably went cold quickly.
Did you... How long before you had went in and cleaned it up?
Don't know. Not too long, I don't think.
Because I feel like getting a quiche out of a kitchen floor would be a right pain in the ass.
Lino, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, fair enough. But still a pain in the ass. Dustpan and brush, it will get stuck in the brush.
I think I'd probably just use my hands.
That's brutal.
I'd already got my feet wet. Feet messy, so...
That is brutal.
You know what's brutal?
No.
Capitalist guilt.
Just capitalism in general is fairly brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think of it, on paper, off paper...
Can
you even afford paper?
I tend to do things on stone tablets nowadays. I just inscribe instead.
What brand stone? I didn't know they made an iPad style tablet.
Rosetta Stone.
Fair play. I think we're going to wrap this one up here as a little short episode.
Yeah.
Keep up the hard work. Remaining alert, obviously. What's the slogan now?
Remain indoors.
Stop the NHS.
Stop the NHS from being privatised. And then...
Is it remain in your social class?
Yeah, remain in your social class.
Buy shares in Bupa.
Queue at the poverty line.
Give us all your money. Tax-free.
No tax for the rich.
No tax November?
Yeah. Yeah. Count Boris's children.
Fuck, man, I ain't got a day, mate. Jesus.
He didn't even know, so. It's like one of those crosswords, but next week's paper doesn't come out ever, so you never know the answers to it.
What?
You tell me. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, as I said, if you want to be a guest, join us.
Yeah.
So give this...
But, you know, you've got
hellish
to,
hole of
you've got
small
to go through a heavy vetting process first.
Yeah. This has been like a series of short stories.
Yeah.
This has been like Jack and Nori for crack addicts. Because
none
Think
of him as memoirs.
It's all sort of made
right,
it all made
cheers.
It all made sense, but also didn't. But also the beauty of this was, can you not? Can you not for the listeners? Can you not? I'm trying to remain professional in the on-air studio. So, as I said earlier, if you really enjoyed this episode, don't worry to hit us a subscribe, comment, like, and subscribe. The reviews really do help us.
Yeah.
I was going to do like a phone-in section. I'm still thinking about that. We do a phone-in section on the podcast where someone phones in. And we offer them... Do you remember when we were going to do a Q&A?
I thought you were talking about the Vietnamese meal, Tho.
No. Inside. Do you remember when we were going to do a Q&A? Should we need to sort it out at some point.
Q&A?
Yeah.
Why don't we do a Reddit AMA?
No, because a guy from QuickFit's doing one and we're not going to ever beat him. We're never going to be better than Colin from QuickFit.
Colin from QuickFit.
He's worked with cars since 1966 and he's doing an AMA at like 1500 hours GMT.
Good morning.
November the 5th.
Remember the 5th of November.
For Collins, QuickFit
AMA. Treason and plot. There you go. You know what I say about France?
C'est la
vie. C'est la vie. Anyway.
This has got longer and longer with less and less relevance.
Good crack. Stay well. Stay at home.
Yeah, shout out to the crew.
Shout out to the crew.
Should we shout out any of the crew members?
I
don't know any sailors.
No, sorry.
I was thinking of I had this really good. I had some really good punchline about pirates.
Yeah,
but I couldn't quite figure out the joke to go with the punchline. But now I've forgotten the punchline. Something to do with pirate DVDs. And there's a joke that I've structured around this, but I can't remember any of it because I didn't write it down.
You wouldn't steal the podcast.
No, I can't for the life of me. That's annoyed me, that has.
Well, tune in next time.
And I might have a joke about pirates and DVDs and that. Pirates. I think it might have been to do with Pirates of the Caribbean, but I changed Caribbean...
To Caribbean?
No, to something a bit different, to like... Right. Like Capri Sun or something.
Pirates of the Capri Sun.
There was something wrong with me at the time and I thought of it.
Yeah.
Head injury, I think it was.
Headingley from in Leeds.
Brilliant. Never been there.
Good cricket ground. Anyway.
Any cricket grounds good?
No.
Because the sport's being performed there?
It's just not... It's not for me.
It's a bit boring.
I was always more of a rounders kid.
Yeah, rounders had... I like rounders because like, you're meant to drop the bat, but some people just fucking used to launch it. You said you have to try and catch a ball and a fucking bat at the same time, carnage.
Dropped a bat in Wuhan.
Oh, that started the pandemic. Oh, listeners. Controversy, anyway. This has been ramblings of two people that aren't... You know, yeah. Fill in the gaps. I think we should get the listeners to cut up the podcast for all the times I've said the listeners and make it into a sort of a book.
Yeah, but like, you know, that sort of make, you know. That makes them presume that they're actually listening to us right now.
Well, that's you, we can make a soundboard of you just going, you know. We can make one of them, do you know, them noise things? Do you know them boards you have on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have one of those.
What, so it's you going, listeners, and me going...
Yeah, and then every now and then me going... Just, and a silence, a bit of silence, me being like... And then a sentence just not finishing.
Yeah.
Think before you speak. Remember that phrase?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try and implement that the next time we do a podcast where we don't have a guest.
Part of me feels that we should have ended this at 13 minutes when you didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, if you're still listening now, fucking fair play to you, mate. We're going to look at the analytics where it shows where people drop off listening. And it's going to be like 13:05 and it's going to curtail. If you're on 30 minutes, you're on the fucking precipice, mate. And if you've gone past 13 minutes, you've fallen into the hole, mate. You have opened, you're inside the Hurt Locker and you've had a big old rummage inside. Anyway, we're going to close Pandora's box right now and reopen it in a couple of weeks.
And you'll still be foraging?
I might try a different editing style for this one as well. I've had an idea that when we do the intros and outros, that the jingle's just like a bed track. So it's just a bit in the background. So we're doing the intro and the music's still going because then it will sound more like a radio show.
Yeah. Use a long form now.
And then every now and then I might even...
We don't use a long form intro enough.
I might also put on like sound effects as well. So if someone says something a bit like... So turn it into a carry-on film. So if someone says something a bit risky, it'll be like whoop whoo, and like not the whistle.
Yes.
No, the whistle. It's like whoop. Just use some sound effects like that, and yeah, just a bit of like. And if someone says something sad, it's whoop whoop whoop.
DJ.
Yeah, I'll get a keyboard in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, once again, we're having a discussion of production at the end of the podcast,
and with that, I bide you adieu.
Oh, and we're back. Oh, did you enjoy that episode? No, we don't do intros and outros for these ones, do we?
Don't know.
No, we don't. I've just decided we're doing one now. Anyway, yeah, see you later.
Cheers, all.
To do.